The Saratoga Wine and Food Festival and Concours d'Elegance is a three-day destination event. Over those 3 days, it will draw an audience of close to 6,000 from Montreal to northern New Jersey.
Yeah, quickly becoming known as the most original wine and food festival north of New York City. Saratoga Wine and Food.
Let's just stop there. And then it provides, Yes.
Over 200 premier wine and food exhibitors. What happened there? In invitation only, collector Italian luxury vehicles, as well as one-of-a-kind seminars.
All kinds of luxury vehicles. And I idly corrected my script and not yours, Alan. The Saratoga, I should have just handed it to you. I'd oddly it up.
Well,
the Saratoga Wine and Food Festival and Concours d'Elegance is SPAC's largest fundraiser. It's just over a month from now, September 6th, 7th, and 8th.
And the subtext to all of this is that now we get to eat and drink.
Indeed, Alan, indeed.
Thank
you. We're joined by, it's in our rider. We're joined by Capital Region restaurateur, caterer, and the honorary chair of this event, Angelo Mazzone of Mazzone Hospitality. And we love having him with us. Angelo, thank you very much for being here.
It's great to be here. It's a great event, and I love talking about it. So let's discuss what we're going to do. You know, and I've always said that this is probably the best party of the year, in the top 10 of what we do. I would even say it's in the top 5. The party on stage on Friday night is just an incredible event.
How many people could get up on that stage without its, you know what?
I think we got 350.
Mm.
350 this year, and it's always a sold-out event. We sell tickets. Pre-sale has always been great. There's so many events in Saratoga. And we do so many events from the opening of the track till the close of the track. And this is definitely one of my favorites.
As we mentioned, it's a big fundraiser for SPAC.
It's a big fundraiser for SPAC.
And but you've gotten into this and been doing it for quite a few years now. So what have you learned over time?
We pretty much know what works and what doesn't. We try different things every year to make sure it's a little different. Last year we tried to do a sit-down type of dinner, but people don't really want that.
Nah.
They were into a party atmosphere. They want to have a party, so they want to have...
Don't worry, I'll do that.
They want to have a party, so they want to kind of graze, and we have these beautiful food stations set up around the back and the whole room, and we do this... We do a big Willy Wonka, I would say, dessert room. Which is tremendous.
All right, so talk about that. What does that mean?
The back part of the stage, there's a holding room, and it's a pretty big room.
Yeah.
And it's totally confections. And we have our bakers there plating individual desserts, and we have cotton candy, and we have a candy station, we have an ice cream bar, we have cappuccino and espresso, and the whole room is confectionery.
So how do you get in on this whole thing?
Got to buy a ticket.
Where do you do that?
You got to buy that at SPAC. They sell the tickets. It's a great event.
SPAC.org, is that what I heard?
SPAC.org.
Yeah, okay.
And they'll be sending out invitations. I think the invitations should be online right now. Again, the tickets go really fast.
I'll bet.
There's wine stations set up all around the room. The comps, you know, complement the foods that we're serving.
Uh-huh.
So if there's an Italian pasta station with Italian foods, we'd probably use this beautiful bottle of Brunello, which is my favorite
now,
wine.
Now, I understand, that's an expensive bottle.
Brunello's a relatively expensive wine.
So. Well, yes, but in my view, you know, $50 is a lot of money for a bottle of wine, right?
I think in most $50 isn't pretty much. I think that was the retail cost. If it was on my wine list, it probably cost $100.
Oh, so if it was at the restaurant, it would cost $100.
Right.
But if you bought it in the store,
it'd probably be $50, $55.
Wow. And is any bottle of wine worth $50?
Oh God, yes,
absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
All right.
There's somewhat. It really has to do with the palates of people. Some people really, really love wine and have this. We have a sommelier. This is a quick story, if I can tell it.
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
we have a sommelier that works for us. Her job is to pick the wines, and she is at the highest level of the highest level you can be as a wine sommelier, and she's one level below the top level. and she's taking all the tests. 2 years ago, she went to California, and part of the written test she did great on, but there's a practical test where they give you 20 different wines, all red.
And you're blindfolded?
Blindfolded.
Yeah.
There's no labels on the bottles. You got to tell her what kind of wine it was, what kind of grape, and what vintage it is.
So there's no fooling around. Either you know it or you don't.
Either know it or you don't.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the name of our wonderful friend from CIA?
Stephen Colpan.
Yeah. And, you know, he helps give those tests, I believe.
Yep, I'm sure he does. He's one of the top guys in the country.
He sure is. So, all right. So can we try that?
Absolutely.
Okay. Now
absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Well, if you're going to talk about it, we want to give the listeners the experience of what an incredible.
Now, this is believe it or not, this is a heavy. If you can understand it, it's a full-bodied wine.
Yes.
That's drinkable and a little lighter and smoother than you would expect.
Now, so what would I pair this?
This would go great with. Steak. It goes steak. Great with pasta, heavy red sauces, heavy meats.
Let's put it this way. Is there anything it doesn't go with?
I wouldn't do it with fish. I wouldn't do it with turkey.
Oh. Well, I want to point out that Shane Williams Ness is
bartending.
She's helping with this, and we want to give her credit. I saw her rip those corks right out of the bottles. It was amazing the facility she showed with that.
Now, I would have probably started with these whites and then the rosé and then the Barolo, but you guys said, let's pour the Barolo, which...
Well, you had started off talking about that, so we figured that was a fine place to start.
Right.
I think we'll get to all of them.
Don't worry.
I'm
sure we will.
that's lovely. As you said, it's very drinkable, but you said heavy, but I would understand how it could be paired with steak, but not that heavy.
Full-bodied, I said. Full-bodied. That was right.
How come Adam?
You could taste that whole grape.
I think that's
pretty
Adam
incredible.
Will
get the food at backstage on that party is incredible, but it's not all about food. The wine festival, you know, we bring in the world famous Kevin Zarelli, who's a personal friend of mine.
Yeah.
Also knows his wines, and he does an incredible 2 seminars, which are great, and he's just a great guy. He used to be the sommelier at Windows of the World.
Right.
And he missed that day of work.
Wow.
Yeah, I know he was with us last time, and it was an amazing story. And I guess maybe not here, but he came down to the studio.
He definitely has a lot of passion.
Yeah, and has written an amazing book on the subject. Yep. Really great stuff. So when as you say, it's not all about food, it's not all about wine, but it's very much a festival atmosphere.
Absolutely. And we've been very lucky. We've only had rain one year. We've been doing this for, I think this is the 15th, 16th?
13th.
We started this wine festival 13 years ago. We probably started 14 years ago, and it was a very small wine festival. The first one we did was at the Museum of Dance on the lawn, and it grew every year, and it's a great wine festival. The Saratoga name lending itself to the wine festival is great, and Shane and Marcia have done an incredible job bringing it to where it is today.
Now, we also have cheese and other cured meats, I believe, yes?
Which goes well with this Barolo wine.
Mine's done, but that's okay. Go ahead.
You're not drinking?
I polished it off.
I'm sorry. I didn't know there was going to be a pairing.
I think Shane brought the bottle home.
All right. Whoa, look at that. Thank you very much.
There's lots of cheese from all over the world. You know, last year it was mostly Italian. This year it's in the festival, so we will have French. We'll have Italian. We'll have American, which some of these are from.
What's the difference? I mean, you know, cheese is cheese, right?
Cheese. No. The way it's the. You know, you think about Parmesan. Parmesan cheese is all over the world. People make it.
Right.
But when you go to Italy and you go to Parma, their Parma cheese is better than any other cheese you'll ever have. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Because it is.
It's in the region. It's done for thousands of years. It's not like hundreds of years like we have. It's thousands of years.
And the ingredients are there and part very much a part of the culture, and that's how it happens.
Right.
Yeah. So, and you try to explore that in the festival and give you an idea of what's going on.
Absolutely.
Do you have a sense of why we as a people like this kind of stuff of going and exploring and talking to experts and that, there is a term foodie?
Oh, there is definitely a term foodie.
You know, of why that even is the case.
Because there's so much information out there, and it's not just in our business, but in every business. And I kind of tell that to my staff all the time. There's so much information out. Years ago, when we started our company, we had Julia Child, right?
Yeah,
now
yeah.
we have the Cooking Channel.
Yeah.
And 24 hours a day, Food Network is telling people about food.
Yeah.
And cheeses and how it's made. And there's great chefs from all over the country and all over the world participating. So food is really, we're getting into food as Europeans did. And food and wine, it's just a whole different culture that we're getting into.
Yeah, but more and more we're hearing from people like Mayor Bloomberg and others that we're eating too much, we're getting too fat, our children are getting too fat.
Why are you looking at me? Stop it.
I'm not looking at you.
He's looking at me, I thought.
No, I was looking at both of you to see a cue if I was saying anything inappropriate.
No, you're saying...
you know, I just wondered whether or not that gets in the way of, you know, what you do.
It's probably a balance... Because when you're in Italy, and then when you're in Europe, and I've not that I've traveled the world, but I've been to a few places, there's not a lot of obese people there because they know how to eat.
That's a very good point.
I think we have to teach our people how to eat. You know, in America, when you have a dish of pasta, you go to restaurants, they give you, you know, a pound of pasta, and everybody thinks it's great, and we can't take it home. You know, they take it home.
Yeah. Right.
You know, a lot of people in upstate New York, and I'm not originally from Schenectady, but I spent a lot of time in Schenectady.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you get a pound of pasta and half a pound of veal on your plate, and you think that's the greatest restaurant in upstate New York.
Yeah.
When you go to Italy, you get 3 ounces of pasta.
And the problem, I guess, is if you don't here get that pound of pasta, then you think, well, they're shortchanging me, and I'm paying a big price for something that isn't.
Right.
So what is that for as a restaurateur, as someone who works in the hospitality industry? How do you work with that? I mean, ultimately, it's what the customer wants.
Absolutely. And we have to, you know, to sell food, we have to do what the customer's perception is. Personally, I think we should cut down all the portions in the restaurants. But again, the perception is...
You're being cheated.
You know, we go to New York... and order truffles with pasta that cost $110, and they give you a plate of 3 ounces of pasta and an ounce and a half of truffles.
Hmm.
But people that know, and the food industry and the Food Network are teaching people that's how much this stuff costs. People in New York have no problem doing it. We've put it on our menus, you know, in Albany. People don't buy it for $110.
Yeah.
You know, and if we gave them 3 ounces, we'd be railroaded right out of town.
But they'll do it for it. But I.
But you go to New York and you do it.
Right.
Right.
And going back to an earlier conversation, they'll do it for wine, won't they?
Absolutely.
More so than they would for the food.
And customers in general, I mean, they're very sophisticated. And you can't underestimate them because, you know, we are very careful about our wine pricing in our restaurants. I'd rather have someone say, I'll buy another bottle because we weren't cheated. Some restaurants you go to, they're tripling the cost of a $100 bottle of wine, so they might be charging $300 for it. Or they're buying a bottle for $60 and charging $180 for it. We usually go up 50%, well, 100%. So if it costs us 60, we'll charge 120. But if it costs us 40, we'll charge 80. And then if we could find some lower cost great wines that cost us $15, we might charge $40 because we're the only ones that buy it. We'll buy out like the whole press of one wine that's really, really good.
Mm.
So they can't go to the liquor store and say, well, this bottle only cost $15.
Nor could they go to another restaurant and say...
Right.
But I've always wanted to know, when you go into that restaurant and the waitress or the wait person says to you, would you like wine? And you say no. Is that my imagination that you're being looked down upon?
I don't think so. I hope not in my restaurants, but it's probably possible because wait staff mentality, I just went over it with someone else before I came in here. They're not wait staff. They're salespeople.
Sure.
And they know that the bigger that check's going to be, the bigger their tip's going to be. And that's what we train them to be.
Sure.
You know, so if you're not buying a bottle of wine, you're not going to spend 60 or 80 bucks. They know that they're not making 20% on that.
Right.
So hopefully they're not looking down at you, but if they are, that could be the reason.
Gotcha.
But they're salespeople. You know, their job is to say, well, if you don't want a bottle of wine, what about this great Maui martini we have?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Or what about this Louis the 13th that cost 130 a shot?
Did you bring that? No. All right. What else do you have in the big bucket there?
Well, let's talk about this cheese for just a second.
Okay. Oh, yeah. All right. Oh, and by the way, thanks to the Putnam Market for the cheese and meats today. They were very nice. Our good friends at Putnam Market in Saratoga.
They do a great job.
Beautiful, incredible place. And and we're part of the festival when we thank... Yes, right?
Yes.
Part of the festival when we thank them for providing that. That was very nice of them.
And do we still have our cheese purveyor at the festival this year? She's coming back. Who does an incredible job. We have this woman... From Italy. What's her name?
The Italian woman from Italy.
She brings all
the cheese woman.
Great, great cheeses, and she represents some great cheese companies, and she does an incredible job. But the sausage and the hams that we're having right now, the ham is cured from France. It's great on a baguette, and it's a little different than the ham that you'd see in this country. It's a little leaner,
yeah.
As you see.
I see it.
You know? So
what was the cheese in the middle there, the soft cheese?
That's the mole?
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow, that's very potent.
No, I'm sorry. That's the...
What do you mean potent, Joe?
Abat di Balac. It's a soft French sheep's milk cheese.
Yeah, I don't like that.
You know,
that's all right.
You very rustic.
Come on, rustic. There you go, rustic.
Right.
Well, a couple more belts of the wine and I won't... But meanwhile...
But all of these cheeses are great. Putnam Market has a great variety of cheeses and meats. This is in a restaurant or anywhere. It's a great... We sell a lot of cheese boards and...
And that's the great thing about also a festival like this is it shows what's available, what is out there that you can
absolutely
get from these places,
yep,
that are right in our backyards.
Yep. And it's, you know, we get, like the Putnam Market will be there showing their cheeses, but all the cheeses that we get from this nice Italian woman, all of those cheeses are available, believe it or not, in most of the supermarkets locally. I know the Price Chopper has an incredible cheese section, and they have a couple of full-time people just working on buying their imported cheeses.
It is it's always a pleasure to talk to you about this, and an absolute delight to that you're having this event once again. It's the Saratoga Wine and Food Festival and Concours d'Elegance. It is a wonderful event that is taking place on September 6th, 7th, and 8th. You can find out more information by going to SPAC.org. The honorary chair is Angelo Mazzone, and it's a great pleasure to have you join us as
it's
always.
It's great to be
always
here.
Good
it's
to
always
see
good
you.
To see you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.